This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
In about 50 minutes, we throw it back on a Thursday. Old school when 50 hits. We're going to talk some sports movies. We'll explain, all right? So start thinking of your favorites. We are on the Covino and Rich Show, in for Dan Patrick. Danny G's on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. We got Joel, we got Spot, we got Nick, and we got your phone calls.
Okay, let's do this. And then we are going to talk, we'll transition from these Little League stories to the real MVP of the NBA play-in game last night. DeAr DeRozan, not DeMar, his daughter. We'll explain why. Plus some NBA, we'll talk LeBron, Ted Lasso. I have a baseball thought about how I'm so not impressed with the Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay.
Think it's the most over-exaggerated thing I've ever seen.
I mean, you still got to win the easy
games. I know you got to win the easy games, but how easy have these games been? Well, I'll explain. Joe in L.A., you're on with Covino and Rich. Crazy Little League parents. What's going on?
What's going on, you guys?
Yep.
Well, I'm an uncle who was invited to a Little League game, and I had your sister's experience because on the side, I shoot photography, and my sister invited me for my nephew's Little League game, and I go there and go taking pictures, and then I get a tap on the shoulder, and there was a mom and dad saying, hey, if you're going to be taking pictures, you should be taking pictures of everybody.
What?
Yeah, it's wild, dude. It's wild.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy, dude.
The audacity.
No, it's like, you know.
Yo, here's my email. Make sure you send the proofs here. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you hand over your business card and you charge them.
Yeah, you paying me? Man.
Yo, if there's a dad or a mom, yo, I'm giving them a kawaii laugh if they say that. You have a good camera. You got some photography skills. That's a treat. Have you ever seen, like, some dad or mom show up at a Little League game? That's like a nice little bonus. Like, hey, I took some really nice photos of the kids. Imagine demanding, like, make sure you get my kids' good side.
Yeah, that's the entitlement of today's crazy Little League parent. It's wild.
Let's go to Heath in Iowa. What's up, Heath?
Hey, guys. This is the first time I've ever called a radio show, so thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, man.
Little League's a hot button. What's up, man?
High pressure.
Yeah, so my dad, growing up, my dad was our baseball official, baseball umpire, our basketball official, our football umpire, football official. So, you know, this is kind of an opposite of a crazy Little League parent, but, you know, he would call technical fouls on me and my brother during games. You know, he would strike us out on balls that were way off the plate in Little League. So it's kind of opposite of what you guys are talking about, but the dinner table conversations after he did this to us were off the charts funny from my mom's perspective. So it's not really a crazy Little League parent story, but it's just my dad was
dude. It's thankless. I get it. It's easy money and it's fun. I think about that.
He was probably harder on his own kids.
Yeah.
I think about that with Little League, but even like I'm tying it into, honestly, grown men rec sports. If you're playing pickup basketball at the gym, or you're playing in a league,
softball.
Or softball, or, I mean, what else do people play, Spot, that has a referee or an umpire?
Pickleball.
Pickleball, yeah.
Pickleball is the new CrossFit.
Are there
huge.
Officials? Are there pickleball officials?
Yeah,
there's
a whole
Are there line
league.
Judges?
Hello.
Is that your side gig? You're going to do line judging for pickleball?
Get with it.
But I always wonder, like, the guys that umpire softball on a Tuesday night or a Saturday morning, those guys probably get, I think we pay them like $25 for a game. It's a 2-hour game, $25 cash, right? Do you think they want to be hassled by grown men? Like, yeah, you missed the call, Blue. You effing. It's like, yeah, dude, I'm just here at the park. Like, you really, do I need the $20 that much? That's a lot of guys, older guys, probably just want to get out of the house for a minute and make like $20-$30, right?
Well, that was my other story. You know, I'll make it snappy for you, Rich. My first paying gig was a Little League umpire. I was 13 years old, just fresh out of the league, but I had a, you know, hero's reputation. I had 27 Little League home runs.
I thought you were a paperboy.
No. I love the video game. I love the video game.
I forgot. How many home runs was it again?
27.
27.
Yeah. So they're like,
how did you forget that?
Did they have a banner up at the field?
Yeah, they wanted to still keep me involved.
There's a plaque in this studio that says it.
Yeah, so I was a Little League umpire, Union Little League, 13, 14, 15, probably for about 3 years. And on a Throwback Thursday, you would get $15 a game behind the plate, $10 in the field. So you spend a good afternoon there, get some free hot dogs, make a few bucks as a little kid. It was fun.
I did it too. It was a great part-time job when you were like 15.
But back then, Rich, right, you would deal with that one aggressive dad. You know, like the one, there was always the one or two dads who were just over the top.
Yeah.
Or the over the top aggressive dad coaches. As a 13-year-old kid, as a little boy, I had to throw a dad out of the game. You're out of here!
Leslie Nielsen, Naked Gun style?
I had to throw him out because... But the point is, so crazy Little League dad, you know, he's arguing with a little kid umpire. Like, dude, get a life. I was like, get a life, mister. You're out of here!
Oh, you really showed him.
Yeah, no, he had to leave. Look, they had my back. I was a hero in that Little League.
That guy was never the same.
They had to escort the dad out. The point is, it was the one or two, three crazy parents back then. Now, it's like every parent hassling the coaches, thinking their kid needs to play, bothering, you know, the umpires, bothering my sister because she didn't bring snacks for everybody. And we go back to your phone calls. Bill in Colorado.
Yo, what up, Bill?
It's CNR.
What's going on, folks?
What's up, buddy?
Well, as far as this crazy lady, you know, what I would do, honestly, is it's kind of a long play here. But, you know, every game, wow, there's a lot of siblings, you know. Wow, look at all these siblings. And then there at the end at the trophy ceremony, you know, be really, really upset. Hey, why didn't my little cousin get one of these trophies too? You know, I mean, if it's a candy bar for team participants.
Oh,
you know.
Bill, I thought you were going to say put a diuretic in her kid's candy bar.
No,
make them,
that'd be great.
Spoil their pantalones.
But, you know, I mean,
jeez. How about we say teach your other kid how to share and have him give a piece of the candy bar?
No,
you know, not every kid gets a trophy. If they're not on the team, give me a break.
I want to go back to Covino throwing out this grown man.
I did.
Can you see the grown man having to go to the parking lot and Covino comes out on his bike with the little sissy bar right to him?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
What would you have done if he had come back Bobby Valentine style with the glasses, the nose, and the mustache?
I'd have to applaud that because it's one of my favorite baseball moments. So I'd have to just like...
Bobby Valentine coming back to the Mets game after he was ejected with a mustache and glasses might be one of the greatest moments
in
baseball history.
Was it even a mustache? I always thought it was like eye black. Like he used an eye black patch, like sticker, as the mustache.
I thought it was a fake...
Was it a fake mustache? Either way, one of my favorite moments, Danny G. So if any dad tried to pull that, I would have to laugh.
Where do you want to go? Anyone else we haven't got to? Danny, are these people still on hold? Do you want
Who
to go
threw
to-
you out the game? The little kid riding the bike, going down the street.
The little kid. See the little kid?
Daddy, hit him.
The kid that looks like Tattoo from Fantasy Island? Yeah, he just kicked me out of the game.
Before we talk about DeMar DeRozan, let's go to Greg in Florida.
All right, what's up, Greg? You're on.
Hey, first of all, don't put down my Rays. I'm on my way to the game this afternoon, so don't put down my Tampa Bay Rays.
Have fun, Rich.
Minnesota, Florida. And the other thing is I don't have a little league, but I used to run a flag football league. And the parents were divorced. And the ref had to break up two grandmothers that were fighting in the stands that were fighting in the stands because they were having an argument about their kids.
How embarrassing.
Two grandmas break up the fight. I would have broke out the camera. Yeah. I would have broke out the phone. Yeah, grandma, hold on. We get a good angle. Grandma's throwing down. World star.
You know what, man? I'm not surprised. Remember what the sign says out here in the Little League I go to. Hey, remember, parents and grandparents, the kids are watching.
They're watching.
Get
They're
a
watching.
Grip.
Don't ever throw up a fake world star. Please, don't do that.
When
you said
when grandmas are fighting, Joel, I think everyone wants to scream out world star.
When you said world star, I had to look up.
I thought you were trying to find the hip-hop horn. By the way, going to the Tampa Bay Rays game, I'll get that out of the way now so we can move on to DeMar DeRozan and other stuff. I'm not saying they're not good. I said to my buddy the other day, they're 12-0 now. I have a friend that lives down in Tampa. I said they could play 500 baseball the rest of the way if they went 75-75, because there's 150 games left. They're 12-0. Going 75-75 and playing 500 baseball would give them 87 wins, which could very well be enough for a wild card spot. So they put themselves in a great position. Like, you're winning the games you need to win. You're beating the bad teams. But I think that puts them in a great position so early on that, again, if they win 8 of their next 10 games, they're 20-2. You're putting yourself in such a great position. However, I don't want to be the Debbie Downer, but you know who they've played? The Tigers, the Nats, the A's. Just coincidentally, the Tampa Bay Rays have played the worst of the worst to start the season. I'm not saying it's not impressive. Any 12-game winning streak in any professional sport is insane. It's just, it's not like they beat...
You know what they deserve? Mr. Beast bars.
They do.
For the whole team.
As a Tigers fan, I say thank you for mentioning us first.
Yeah. And, you know, give them some hugs and some Charleston chews. They deserve it. They're 12-0. But
free hot dogs for the Rays.
You know, you're supposed to beat the bad teams. I get it, but I'm not appointing the Rays, the AL East champions, 12 games into the season because they haven't played the Blue Jays, the Yankees, the Orioles. Like, I think the Rays are a good team, a wild card potential team, but I don't think just because they're 12-0, everyone should be saying, man, maybe they are the team. I don't think they're the team this year. They just beat the Oakland A's, who are like a minor league ball club.
All right, Rich is speaking facts, but it doesn't take away that it's still impressive.
No, dude, you know? It's super impressive.
So yeah, weak schedule.
Trust me.
Still impressive.
I'm a Mets fan. You know why the Mets, you know, blew it at the end of last year? Because they lost September games to teams like the Cubs and the Marlins. So, again, you have to beat the bad teams, but impressive. And I hate to give the Yankees or Blue Jays or anyone props. In the long run, you'll see those teams come out on top.
12-0 is pretty.
I mean, 12-0 is pretty
solid,
sick, though.
Really
right?
Quick, Rich, before we talk NBA, I think you should explain Croc Watch for the listeners that are going to follow us over to afternoons.
Oh yeah, when you check out our afternoon show, we all pick teams out of a hat. Everyone on the Covino and Rich show, Danny G, Dan Beyer, Ramos, who runs the board, and we all got five teams. And of the five teams we got, there's six guys. We got five teams each. And whoever ends up with the worst team at the end of the year record-wise has to wear Crocs to work.
The winner, not just any Crocs. Stinky Crocs from Rich's house.
Stinky Crocs from my house. And as of right now,
winner gets money.
Yeah.
The loser gets humiliated.
As of right now, if you want to talk about Croc Watch, worst team in Major League Baseball. Can anyone take a guess?
Worst team.
Worst team.
It's not the Tigers?
It is the Tigers, Joel. I know you're a Detroit guy.
Don't try to take that from us.
The Tigers are 2-9.
Yeah. And whoever pulled the team that winds up winning the World Series gets all the money in the pool.
Yeah. The winner will get a couple $100. Loser's got to wear Crocs for
a week. Guess who's got the Rays, you hater, Rich?
Who, you or me? Yeah,
no, I got the Rays.
Good luck with that.
He's got a good start.
All right, you know what? Before we get into DeMar DeRozan, let me look at the Rays schedule, and I'll tell you when they go on their first losing streak. Oh, tomorrow. They play the Blue. They play in Toronto. They play in Toronto all weekend. I want to see if there's a. Can you parlay the same team multiple days in a row? I'm going to see, because I feel like the Rays lose 2 out of 3 there.
Wow. And who has the Tigers? Do we know who's on Croc Watch?
Is it
who picked the Tigers?
Ramos? I'll look that up right now. I think it is Ramos.
I think it's Ramos.
Ramos.
Yeah.
Looks like somebody's wearing Crocs.
All right. Hey, Danny, can we wrap it up with Mike on line 1, or do we already take him?
Yeah, you're good to transition.
All right. Okay, Caitlyn Jenner. Good to transition. DeMar DeRozan, last night, you watched
Please do a professional transition.
DeMar DeRozan last night, the story is his adorable little kid. Or you could say, crazy little kid. I love it. You never talk bad about a guy's kid. I think this is a great story. She was, what would you say, like screeching?
Screaming at the top of her lungs.
Screeching is a good word.
Screeching?
Screeching, yeah, screeching.
Like, I can't even get that high.
Cackling.
You know when you, cackling?
It sounded at first like
banshee.
Someone was screaming for their life at first.
Yo, there's
no
a
exaggeration, by the way.
NBA.com, there's a headline. DeMar DeRozan's daughter's courtside screams stifle the Raptors. They're giving her credit. She's part of the story.
Well, they had the worst free throw shooting this season. Is that right?
Yeah, their worst percentage and their worst look at the free throw line. And you know
the
what?
Worst free throw shooting in an elimination game since 1969.
So there's something to it. Like, was she really the hero last night? And she was one of the first people referenced and interviewed. Earl Powell Cassidy Hubbard was of ESPN was interviewing DeMar DeRozan and immediately brought up his daughter, and she was right there. She came right up there.
he said, what, she's going back to school?
She's going back to school Rodney Dangerfield style, Thornton Mellon style, and apparently not going to Miami.
Listen to DeMar after the game.
My daughter called me the other day when she was getting out of school, and she was just, she just said, Dad, can I come to the Toronto game? I remember going to all the Toronto games when she was a kid, and I almost said no because she in school back home. She kept asking. She was just adamant about coming to support, and I just said, you can miss one day of school and, come to a game, and I'm glad I did. I owe her some money for sure.
That's awesome.
Is she coming, Fred?
No, she got to go back to school. School first.
I think this is a great story because, I'll be honest, the high-pitched kid screaming, I have a five-year-old daughter. I get it. That's the most annoying type of scream, a child's high-pitched scream.
But I have a question for you, though.
It was effective. You heard it throughout the game.
That's my question. Is this coincidence? Is it a coincidence, or do you really think that she played an effort? You got people there, with bang sticks. People there, holding up big heads and foam fingers and clapping and doing everything else, waving their hands to distract the team. You think the high-pitched screech is really what did it? Or is that just a fun story to roll with?
I mean, we could say this because we're dads. Nothing more annoying than a kid scream.
That's a great question, though, because during COVID, when you went to the games, I don't think they would allow that.
Yeah.
They would come up in the stands and they'd say, hey.
They used to tell you to calm down.
No more of that.
Take it down a notch.
It seemed to have worked. Again, the worst free throw shooting performance this season. Fred Van Fleet missing shots.
Yeah, there was like 52
seconds
yes,
left.
Yes, Rich, and you could hear her because the crowd got quiet as he's trying to focus. You hear her.
Pascal Siakam looking annoyed.
No, he was not on Fleet.
No. And you do, if you didn't watch the game, Bleacher Report, everyone posting the highlight reel of her screaming. You hear it amongst everyone else in the crowd. Like, you as a viewer watching it on TV heard her. You could have been at a bar last night. If they had the volume on, you heard someone screaming. And it was like, what is that?
She got quality camera time, too.
Yeah, there's a whole montage of her screaming. So, like,
oh, and there's great, you're right, Joel. There's great video of her, like, mean mugging. People are saying she had, like a LeBron, like a grin.
She had
like
a scowl.
Almost like a Mr. T Rocky III.
She don't need to go back to school. Let's just say.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
She's got a scholarship.
If I'm the Chicago Bulls,
she has an NIL deal already.
Yeah, I'm calling the school district and being like, "Yo, can we get a little? Remember back in COVID when we did school from home? Hey, send her homework assignments for the week. Get
That's
a tutor,
right.
Get
She's
a tutor.
Traveling.
She's traveling with the Bulls. Let's go.
You know, it's funny. It's awkward to be a Toronto Raptor or a Raptors fan because how do you say something bad about a little kid? Like, are they hating her right now in a way? Like, did it really work?
because there's something there. They were way off with their free throws. So, you know, what do they say? How do they even approach it? Do they applaud her? Like, well, she do? You really can't say anything bad about a kid.
If she was to come to Detroit, we'd find a way.
Oh, yeah. Depending on the city, you'll find people that'll talk about a kid. Bulls at Heat, by the way, Friday at 4 p.m., 7 o'clock on the East Coast.
Hope you enjoyed the games last night. And
Zava.
If we have time, I do want to talk about tipping. Because I have a question for if we have time, if not tomorrow, because it's day two of the Dan Patrick hat trick.
I mean, I think we could get into tipping now. I think it's an interesting one because you sent me a receipt, and you know, for a minute I was like, oh, Covino didn't give a big enough tip, and I wasn't.
You know what it is? You know what's really annoying about Rich the Busybody? He wants to prove you wrong all the time. So he tried to make me look bad in front of Danny G and other people when he saw that I tipped 20% on our Buffalo Wild Wings bill the other day. Now,
is that a big deal?
Yeah, we posed a question to you, Fox Sports Radio Nation. Let me explain what happened. We all went out together as a team, just to have fun, watch some NBA, watch the Lakers win. We went to Buffalo Wild Wings across the street. It was me, Rich, Danny G.
Yeah. Let me get a mixture of spicy.
And Iowa Sam.
Let me
right?
get them nuggies.
Yeah, I want some nuggies. I want some loaded tots.
Give me them cheese curds.
Yeah, we're having a great time. Yeah. And we're having such a good time. Rich says, I got to go play softball. He's playing softball like at 10 o'clock at night. I don't know.
After eating wings.
And he says, Covino, pay for the whole thing and we'll split it. Oh. So yeah. It was on me.
Yeah, I go, Covino, cover the bill. You know, we'll treat the crew. And just tell me what the total is, and I'll Venmo you half. You and I will do Splitsky Jones.
All fair. And
it's a write-off.
Yeah, I'm going to expense it anyway.
Talk about work. It's
a
write-off.
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to expense it. But the bill came out to, and I'm going to give you real numbers because we're real people.
I got it right here.
It's $164.67.
Man, you guys are fat.
I know. I'll have a coconut beer. What was that beer you had, Danny G? That was good.
It was a dark... Dark
coconuts.
Oh.
So,
tasted
like suntan lotion.
No, you sound exactly like
it. So, it was $164.67, right, for four of us. We had some drinks. We had some tots. We had some boneless wings. I did anyway. I tipped 20% according to the little chart they give you on the receipt.
Yeah, he didn't look at the total. He looked at the suggested
Can you let
tip?
Me finish? Because Rich loves to criticize me publicly and nationally on the radio now. When the receipt says 18%, 20%, or 22%, I went with what the receipt told me was 20%. I didn't bust out the calculator. I didn't add the first two numbers.
You know why?
Normally what I would do is, since it's 164, I would just double the 16 and say, oh, that's a $32
tip. Or maybe if she was nice, I would have said 35.
Because you're the best.
No.
Rich looked at the receipt and he goes, man, you didn't tip her. I said, I tipped her 20%. Are you sure? I don't think you did. So he goes out of his way to try to prove me wrong in front of everybody when I absolutely tipped 20% according to the receipt.
Right.
So the question is, so the total came out to $194.75.
I already know you're right.
The question is.
No question.
Do you tip on the subtotal or the actual total? Because if you're tipping on the actual total,
you tip on the
you're
subtotal?
Tipping wrong.
So etiquette says you tip on the subtotal.
That's why the receipt breaks it down that way.
The casual norm has become you tip on the final amount, but the actual requirement, not requirement, but the suggested tip amount should absolutely be based on the subtotal.
And it even says suggested tip is based on $150.39. That's not including the tax. I'm saying, why should you be tipping on a tax that the state includes?
Yeah, you're tipping, essentially tipping the government.
That's a tax imposed on the state, imposed by the state, so why would you tip on that? So Rich is criticizing me, and I'm like, no, I tipped 20%. No, you didn't. Then he sees it, and he still says I didn't. And I'm like, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what? We'll end this right now. You're the greatest guy.
No, you are. Because Rich was like, I would have given her 35. Dude. I would have given her 35. I'm like, dude, I gave her 30.
Well, first of all.
You're both like kind of right.
I mean, she was very nice. I mean, you talked about her butt the whole time, you guys. Because she had a huge booty.
She did.
And she was quick with the service. And she was nice and kind.
So you're saying that you tip a girl based on how she looks? Is that what you're saying?
I do.
Yeah. Oh. Interesting.
I do.
Interesting.
Judy with the booty.
Do you tip on the total or the subtotal?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Covino and Rich, just want to say what's up to Daniel, right? Daniel hit us up.
Damn, Daniel.
Throw it back on a Thursday.
What a 2010s reference.
I'm throwing it back. It's Thursday, and we're going to throw
those?
It. We're going to throw it back in about 20 minutes. Old school when 50
well,
hits talking sports
back
movies.
Yeah, again with the Mercedes Sprinter vans.
Daniel and Corona, thank you for the feedback.
We got a call out. Colin Cowherd, because he said some ridiculous stuff yesterday, and as much as I respect him, the guy had a ridiculous take on sports movies.
FSR on FSR crime.
I know.
And Colin.
But wrapping this up, let's bring it back to, you know, we're talking a lot of kids today. It's okay. You know, it's that Little League time of the year. We established it. Bringing the kids to work, DeMar DeRozan style. It worked for him, but you know who I always think about? I always think about Rudy Giuliani's kid, but I always think of Chris Farley playing Rudy Giuliani kid, because it's not always like a fun experience, because sometimes you got a bratty nose-picking kid who just gets in the way. Like, it's not always great. Let's be real about it. Like, yeah, I know Bulls fans are fired up about it, but Toronto fans are not fired up about it.
Oh, I think this is a great story, DeRozan's daughter, but I agree. Sometimes people will bring their kid around. It's like, oh, they brought their kid.
I'm a parent.
Look what I can do. Like, you know, sometimes kids aren't, you know, it doesn't make sense for them to be there.
You're right. But I'm not going to pick on kids.
You can, Joel.
I think the replacement, not if I could just push it a little, is bringing the dog to work. Come on now.
There's a girl we worked with at SiriusXM. I'd see her down in the hallways. She'd be recording her music channel stuff.
Not a fan.
And she'd be walking with her little puppy. I'm like, who gave the approval of this?
Well, especially here in Los Angeles, everyone thinks they could take their puppy everywhere.
Everyone thinks their dog's their kid out here in LA.
Everybody thinks that I'm cool with their dog. So there's like, Scruffy, come here. No, Scruffy's over here by my leg. He come over here one more time.
Yeah. I know Waggles is cute and all, and I'm not a dog hater. I have a little dog. His name is Theo. He's great. He's my pal. But I don't bring him to Whole Foods. I don't bring him to the supermarket. I don't bring him to the Little League game.
You take him to Rich's house?
Well, because Rich welcomes the doggy.
Yeah, listen. Sometimes if people have to bring their dog, otherwise they can't hang.
Otherwise they have to leave, right?
Dog. Dude, Joel, I got
was
little
kids. Was that a diss?
I try not to, though, Joel.
Was that a diss?
That's the truth. I try not to because, you know, it just depends. Like, Rich is welcome. Rich has a dog.
Yeah.
But to work? Like, first of all, I'm allergic to the dogs. Not mine, but I'm allergic to most dogs. I am. So it's like, wow, how is that okay? And when did it become okay? You know, your dog, it smells like Fritos in here. Oh, because your dog is here in the corner licking its stinky feet.
I'll make it clear. You're allowed to be a parent and a dog owner, but not want to see someone else's kids or dogs.
I'll just yell out, leash law.
Leash law. Let me tell you, you go on vacation, I don't want to see anyone else's kids. If I'm not bringing my dog, I don't want to see your dog. You know, you go to a restaurant, you're sitting down at a table having a little breakfast, got my scrambled eggs and bacon. I don't want to see some...
Leash law!
I don't want to see some hairy guy or a dog. I don't want to see
hairy, but you know what?
Like golden retriever with the dander and hair floating around while I'm having an omelet.
You could scream at leash law, right? Because that is like today's version of bring your kids to work day. And by the way, dog's not the same as kids. So if someone's bringing their doggy in on bring your kids to work day, I think you have to be like, hey, wait, leash law. What is this?
If someone brings their dog to work on bring your kids to work day.
That's my fur baby.
I think you give them a free pass because they're that messed up to think their dog's their kid.
Hey, we're not hating on dogs.
It could be worse if you brought your kid to work on a leash. That's
yeah.
And by the way, Danny G, you're my dog. Danny G's my dog.
I do like when the ballparks have the dog day where you can bring your
it's a time and place, right?
Yeah.
It's appropriate.
Yeah, just tell me what day that is so I don't go.
How do you handle it if your
haters
colleagues bring their kids to work and their kids are misbehaving, throwing you off?
I don't care. It's like once, if it's the kid, bring your kid to work day, like calendar, like it's the like a holiday, that's fine.
And then last question. If DeMar DeRozan's daughter did play an impact, and the world noticed. So I do agree. Like, I think the team
sometimes you rally behind silly things. And I think DeMar DeRozan's daughter's like their good luck charm and she's bringing some fun and vibes.
Do they bring her to Miami even though they said they're not going to?
I think they do.
Yeah?
Honestly, it's a one game, winners in the playoffs, losers out, you know, the final seed for the 8th seed.
Or do you just let the story live and die right there? Like, oh, it was a fun moment because if they lose... Then
roll
it's like, just roll with it.
Yeah, I think roll with it.
All right, so hey, props to DR and DeRozan.
If I'm the sound man in Miami, there's no way you're going to hear that kid.
Oh, yeah, to drown her out with some sound effects.
Because you heard it on TV all night.
By the way, when you talk about little kids, just to make us all feel old, did you see, I think someone posted recently, we forget Steph has been part of our lives for a while now, right? Like, sometimes you think some of these younger players are young. Like, because we're all getting older at a rapid rate.
Speak for yourself. It's the lighting here in the studio.
Oh, is that why you look tired and older today?
It's the lighting, dude. Lighting's terrible. It's like horror lighting.
I
feel like a monster.
Yeah, look at the clips of Monster Covino, at Covino and Rich.
Hey, thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
So,
this.
I recently saw Steph Curry and his daughter... years ago and now, And it's like, oh, that's right. We remember when, you know, she was like a little baby sitting on his lap at postgame. And now she's like a grown kid. Like, time is a flying.
Yeah, she's little at the parade, remember?
Of course.
She's all grown up. I mean, I got a 13-year-old daughter going on 16. Pain in my ass. But speaking of basketball, Rich.
Yep.
Joe Giddey. There was a meme floating around about Joe Giddey yesterday. Going full Disney mode. He said he looked like a Disney villain, Joe Giddey on the Thunder.
He had a huge game.
He had a huge game, and he had that like look. He looked like a Disney villain. Like, think of any like Disney basketball movie. There's always like a bad guy. Yeah. He had that like sort of bad guy look. Like, he was playing like a bad man. So the meme was he's going full Disney mode, like the Disney basketball villain. And it started making me think about the ingredients of a winning team. Right, Oklahoma City won 123-118 over the Pelicans, the No Zion Pelicans yesterday.
I like your theory that you're about to get into because I think it applies to every sport.
Okay.
Every sport needs what Covino's about to tell you.
You know how Ben Maller makes the Baba Ganoush? Like, what are the ingredients to the winning Baba Ganoush, the winning team? What are the ingredients? Because I'm wondering about one specifically. Actually, two. I think every winning team, when you look back at who won in baseball, football, basketball, they all share these similar ingredients. So we're going to make the Baba Ganoush.
Oh. Throw in some Juicy Lucy.
I think that every team needs that bad guy, that Razor Ramon, that Joe Giddey last night played like a bad man. Right, Danny G? I think they need that one dude to have the team's back, to step up, to know that he's there. Like, he's protecting him. He's the bad dude.
The ingredients?
Like the goon
of a good team.
It's like when Austin Reeves steps up big time for the Lakers.
Yes. Or just someone who's there that if things go haywire, he has their back.
I think he
just plays like a bad guy. He's a little intimidating. He's got that snarl.
I think every winning team has similar ingredients. I'll give you a couple more.
Well, I got one in particular I want to know if you think should be thrown into the winning team ingredients.
I think every team with a winning vibe. I have a few. I'll give you a few, and then Covino will top it off with, I think, the best answer. I think you need at least one of your veterans to look like their old self.
I agree. Like, because he played exceptionally well this year.
I think you need a veteran on your team to show signs of their glory.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow, comeback year for so-and-so.
Yep, all these pieces if we're going to make the Baba Ganoush.
You need a veteran to look like their old self. You need someone on the team that's the bad guy. You need a silly gimmick that keeps the team together.
Oh, that's a good one.
Whether it's like,
oh, the rally monkey.
Yeah, or like, oh, when you get on base, everyone does the thumbs down. Or the Baltimore Orioles right now, we were saying what a fun team this is. They're doing the sprinkler where a guy gets an extra base hit. He's on second base doing the sprinkler with his arm, and guys in the dugout are spitting water out like a sprinkler.
Yeah, and they have the homer hose.
The homer hose. Or in college football, you got like the, you know, the big blingy necklace when someone has an interception. Like, you need some type of gimmick that the fans know about that everyone likes, a la like the rally cap in the 80s.
Are we writing down the ingredients if we're going to make the Baba Ganoush? The ingredients for a winning championship team?
Veteran looks like his old self.
I agree.
A bad guy. A good gimmick.
A gimmick to rally behind. Like, cowboy up. Like a slogan.
Yeah.
A slogan.
Yeah, cowboy up. Exactly.
Like the Yankees in 96. We play today. We win today. That's it. Mariano Duncan. They used to wear the t-shirts and everything. You need a slogan. Like, these are all the things you need. And I got one more.
Let's hear it. Because
it's standing out to me. And I want you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, to add to the list. I heard someone say it, and I'm like, you know, there's something to that. There's a guy on the Yankees named Franchy Cordero. And you're probably thinking, who
the F is that?
All right.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. And I'm a baseball
Dude,
fan.
I'm a
thinking,
Yankees fan, and I'm
thinking,
like, who?
The Yankees, you mean Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Nestor Cortez, Gerrit Cole, and you're telling me about who? Franchy, who?
Exactly. Dude, as a Yankees fan, I'm like, wait, what? Who's Franchy? Franchy Cordero comes out of nowhere, seven games, right? He now leads the team with four home runs and 11 RBI. Now, we're talking a team with Giancarlo, Aaron Judge, the Glaber of Love, Josh Donaldson, like guys who hit bombs.
Former MVP. Not what he was, but
DJ LeMahieu, but you know, the winning ingredients is Josh Donaldson needs to play like the Josh Donaldson.
Yeah, that would be one of the ingredients.
But who's the guy on top of the stats right now and leading the team and playing dominant? Franchi Cordero. 4 home runs, 11 RBI. He's batting over 280, but he's playing big. And I heard them say, probably Michael Kay or David Cohn, someone on the Yes Network, do you think he's this year's Matt Carpenter, right? Matt Carpenter was like a comeback player of the year last year for the Yankees, was hitting bombs before he got hurt. Now he's on the Padres. But he was hitting bombs, winning games, was a key ingredient to their winning when they were streaking. So it made me think, well, does every team need that guy who surprises you, like that surprise guy that comes out of nowhere and starts hitting bombs?
I think the best part about this Franchi guy is the lame call from John Sterling.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right.
Yes.
That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a 2-run home run. Oh, you can bet the Franchi on Franchi.
You can bet the Franchi.
It's a 2-run home run to right.
The
and the Yankees take a 4-0 lead.
Wait, where was the lame call? Because that was awesome.
You can bet the Franchi.
On Franchi. No, that was, by the way, for everyone listening, that was John Sterling. That was not Captain Crunch.
The Soggies.
Crunchberries.
So get this. Franchi Cordero. Bet the Franchi on Franchi. This guy's... he's hot right now. You know, he is 7 years into the league. The most home runs he's ever hit was 7, I believe. Yes, 7. No, 8. He hit 8 for Boston. He's already got half of that in 7 games. And he's leading the Yankees. So as we make the Baba Ganoush, as we make the winning ingredients, what else do you want to throw in there that every team needs?
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than 1 rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
I think if Colin would have said, like, and these are my personal favorite, then, I mean, no one could argue that.
Yeah, does Rocky have to be in my top three? Because
It's not. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. It doesn't have to be because everyone's entitled to their wrong opinions.
It's a great movie.
I mean, listen, Moneyball and Hoosiers, good, but they don't even crack my top 10.
I like Rocky IV better than Rocky.
I mean, it is the most action-packed.
It's the most action-packed of all the Rocky franchises.
It's the silliest, but the most fun. Right? It's like, I'll give you an analogy. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom isn't the best one, but it's the most entertaining. And that's how I feel about
Rocky
IV.
Last Crusade's the best one.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, Spot.
No.
And the most, it's both. It's not only the best, but the most entertaining.
So I think Rocky IV is the most entertaining, but it's not the best one.
You just love Kihi Kwan. You love Short Round.
I do love him.
So you're a big Short Round fan, though.
I am. I've always been.
You could argue any Rocky, really. You could say, well, Rocky II, he finally beats Apollo. Adrian's in the coma. Just win. What are we waiting for? Like, that's a great one. And then, of course, Stallone with Hulk Hogan and Mr. T in the third one.
By the way, you know what happens in Rocky II?
They're all great in their own dumb ways.
What happens in Rocky II that no one really picks up on is that he takes Adrian to the zoo. Remember what he learned in the first one.
Yeah, very.
In the first one, he wonders where he should take Adrian, and someone tells him to take her to the... He takes her to the zoo.
Doesn't he take her there in, like, the winter?
In the second one.
Yeah, and if you remember the first one, go back and look, and it's like, whoa, that's what he thinks of Adrian?
Well, she worked in a pet store.
She did. I know, but there was a sneak diss by taking her there. Rocky, you have to think about it.
Rocky One's a little slow to me.
Rocky One
outside
won the
of the
Academy
action.
Award, you bozo.
You know, the best Sly Stone sports movie, and no one talks about it that much, Over the Top.
Oh.
I mean, I'm a huge arm wrestling guy, Danny J. So, you know what? That is the most ridiculous movie of all time. I watched it recently. My father-in-law was visiting, and it was late at night, and we were just flipping through the channel, seeing what's on demand. And we put on Over the Top, and I'm like,
are you saying it's over the top?
It's way over the top.
Do you mean a truck driver who works at his arm to make side money hustling in an arm wrestling contest? Meanwhile, he has no business having custody over his kid. His ex dies, right? It's the whole plot line.
The father-in-law tries to pay him off with the pimped out rig.
Yeah,
Cowherd hates it.
Robert Loggia?
Cowherd hates it because Stallone has to turn his hat backwards.
Right?
Yeah.
In order to win.
Yeah.
This movie stinks.
And he just does a slight grip adjustment every time.
So that's not in the top three. What
like
we're doing now is
awesome movie.
We're making our own top three. Rocky, I think, does belong there. I'll listen to Spot's top three, but man, I'm going to throw one
You're
out there.
Like
I'm not sure if it's a sports movie. If it is, it's in my top three, but it's not the one I left you cliffhanging on, Stallone style.
Die Hard is not a sports movie.
No. Not Die Hard. We all know it's a Christmas movie.
It's not. Oh, stop it. All right. What's your top three?
I don't know if this is a sports movie. If it is, then it belongs in the top three.
Why is it even up for debate? Is it because that does have
a... You may say, that's not necessarily a sports movie.
But like Naked Gun's not a sports movie. Like, Naked Gun is a movie that has Leslie Nielsen in a funny baseball scene. I Must Kill the Queen, Reggie Jackson. Not a sports movie, but a cool sports scene.
Would you consider the classic Karate Kid a sports movie?
That movie does make it seem like karate in the San Fernando Valley is the biggest thing on earth.
Karate is a sport.
The All-Valley Championship, 1984, legendary.
It is. I don't think it's in that category, though.
There's an element of competition.
A great movie. I just think people don't consider it a sports movie. They just consider it an 80s classic. I think it's great, but that wasn't my answer. I'm just throwing it out there because I didn't know how anyone felt. Like, is it a sports movie? It should be. I'll tell you what belongs in the top three, and that is Rudy. I think it's that feel-good Rudy.
Yeah.
Rudy.
It's on my list.
It's on my list, too.
All right. Dang it.
So if a lot of us agree.
I'll find a new one, Danny.
And here's what I know for fact, okay? Rudy is better than Moneyball and better than Hoosiers.
Screw you, Joe Montana.
Yeah. It's the only stain in the movie Rudy is that Joe Montana sort of dumped on it. Yeah. So, that never happened.
That movie's got heart.
I'm a Niners fan.
And montages. I love montages.
I'm a Niners fan.
Hey, once Joe the Great said it didn't happen, I'll be honest.
Yeah, as a big Niners fan, I love Joe Montana. But my one...
You also love Hannah Montana.
The one thing I hate about Joe Montana is how he doesn't lean into the Rudy thing at all. He loves to actually, in interviews...
He's jealous.
Multiple times he's been like, none of that was true. It was more of a goof, and Rudy... It's like, come on, Joe, roll with the story.
One thing was true, he got the sack.
Roll with the legend. Yeah. And he's like, they carried him off the field because it was more of a goof.
As a joke. When they returned the jerseys, that never happened. Yeah. So he sort of like ruined the fantasy and story of Rudy, but as a movie itself... You know, it was the most beautiful sight these eyes have ever seen. It's a great, inspiring movie. Rudy, I think, belongs in the top three. There's a few of us here in the studio that agree.
Okay, so give me your top three. How about this? To give you more fun and flexibility with your answer, since we all agree that Rocky is the gold standard, Stallone, Rocky Balboa, Apollo Creed, and we love all the movies that Rocky has done and Creed. The Creeds are great. Let's leave that out. So give me your top three. Don't include Rocky because that's just unanimous.
I'll make it quick.
All right.
I'm going to throw Bad News Bears as honorable mention. I always loved it as a kid. It was my Sandlot, right?
Don't give me your honorable mentions. Give me your good ones.
Colin did. I'm going to give you mine. My top three then minus Rocky is Rudy,
good one.
Karate Kid, I'm saying that counts, and okay. Major League.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to give you mine. Top three, excluding Rocky because it's, like you said, automatic.
It's Hydromatic.
Except for Spot.
Except for me.
It's
not my top three.
I'm going to go Major League, like you said. Give him the heater.
Do you know how many people don't realize that Pedro Serrano is Dennis Haysbert?
Are you in good hands? Good hands.
So many people don't realize it's the same guy.
Yeah, they're idiots.
No, but till this day, people will hit me up. You know the guy, Pedro? I'm like, you mean Dennis Haysbert?
Are you good at
it? Oh, wait, that's the same guy?
You mean the president from 24?
He was so great in that movie that people bought into that he was some Dominican guy who worshipped Joe Boo. No, that's Dennis Haysbert.
Are you in good hands?
So, my top three.
Who was really hitting bombs in that movie?
He has a stroke. He has a swing. They always say Charlie Sheen was hitting 80-something on the radar gun, right?
What you got, Rich?
I'm going to go Major League. I'm going to go Remember the Titans.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't remember.
And I'm going to get, since we're not including Rocky, I'm going to give you my third one. It's going to be questionable, but it has such heart. And I'm throwing a kids movie in there because I think it's worthy.
Yeah.
Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Never saw it.
I'm sorry.
I thought you were going to say Angels in the Outfield.
No, I do love that one, Tony. Tony Danza.
Hey, that's a great movie.
You used to be Mel Clark.
It used to be.
I do love that movie, Spot, but I'm going to go Remember the Titans, Major League, and Mighty Ducks. Emilio Estevez and the kids. It's a good movie, and I tell you what.
Yeah, good movies don't belong in the list. We're talking great movies.
I think it's great. So Mighty Ducks, Remember the Titans, Major League, Spot, you're up.
You know, I'm going to throw this on here. I don't know how it's going to be received.
Can I pause you, Spot, for a second?
If you say Tin Cup or something I'm
just saying,
punch
like, Rich came down pretty
tin
hard
Cup
on...
Tin Cup is a fantastic film.
Rich came down pretty hard on Collins, Moneyball, Rocky, and Hoosiers. And he's throwing the Mighty Ducks in his top three. Give me a break.
Hoosiers is way better than Mighty Ducks.
Wait a minute, Camino.
Who are you going to tell me the Mighty Ducks? Hold on. I got to call you out. If you're going to call out Colin, I'm going to say, you're going to tell me and the Fox Sports Radio Nation... And all the Dan Patrick listeners, you're telling them that the Mighty Ducks is better than Hoosiers.
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
Hold on.
Yeah, yeah, Joel.
How about Covino?
Yeah.
He pre-qualified the Karate Kid. Did you see? Did you catch that?
Yes.
He pre-qualified it, and then he put it in his top three.
Well, hey. Yeah. You know, I threw it out there. And by the way, I looked it up. A lot of people consider it a sports movie. Proceed with the Borophil.
Rookie of the year. Just kidding. Miracle. The story, I think it's fantastic. I think it's a well done movie.
I think the story is amazing.
I think it's
but
a well.
The movie's a little boring.
No, the movie's great. The movie's fantastic.
You're gonna go hockey movie over Mighty Ducks?
Kurt Russell and his love muscle.
I like Goon.
Kurt Russell supersedes Emilio. Kurt Russell, come on.
Fine. Miracle.
All right. A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
I think it's
Tom
great
Hanks'
movie.
Worst movie.
No, I think it's a fantastic movie.
It is a great
movie. Has great heart, good montages, funny.
Great uniform.
Great uniforms.
Yeah, the whole, there's no crying in baseball.
And Spot is a big Rosie O'Donnell fan.
Man, I'm a huge Rosie O'Donnell
fan. Rosie O'Donnell ruins that movie.
She's never been as sexy as she was in that movie.
Huh? My third was going to be Rudy, but I'm going to swap it out. Field of Dreams.
Great movie.
Okay.
I can't argue that.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah, good one.
Can't argue
is
that.
One of the most heartfelt and beautiful movies.
Here's where I put that.
Makes me cry
every
time.
No one could argue that movie. I could have easily put that in my top three as well.
Oh, what were you going to say, Rich? It looks like you have a comment.
I like Field of Dreams, but I think A League of Their Own, man, I don't know. Rosie, I'm with Trump on that one. Rosie O'Donnell, gross.
It's a fun movie. It's a great watch.
It is a good
All
movie.
Right, so Spot, you got Miracle, League of Their Own, Field of Dreams. I threw out Remember the Titans, Major League, and Mighty Ducks. Covino, you had Karate Kid, Rudy, and
Major League.
Karate
Kid.
Joel, you're up, man. What's up?
Well, since I'm here just so I don't get fined, I would...
My honorable mention, nobody mentioned, is the Bad News Bears, because that was really the first one.
I did mention it.
Yeah,
I said it's sort of my Sandlot, but okay. I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay.
Okay. And then my three are The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. I'm a Pisces, so I go with Dr. J. And then Mr. 3000. I just fell in love with that one recently. And then The Great White Height. I like stories that tell the story behind the story and how boxers never get paid.
Yo, Joel. I'm so mad at myself, and I don't want to admit this, because I like Bernie Mac a lot. I've never seen Mr. 3000.
Really?
I got to see that. I've got to see that.
You're a big
that.
Baseball nerd.
I know.
You've never seen Mr. 3000?
No,
yeah.
And it was really
a good
movie.
Have you seen Mr. Destiny?
And I like the premise of that movie, too, so I can't really say anything about it. Top three, though? That's kind of interesting. I've never seen it.
Danny, if you're going to go old school movies, though, Joel, I think Brian's Song is one that should get like a shout out that made me cry.
Yeah, that was one of Colin's honorable mentions.
Danny G, what you got, man?
All right. And Cowherd's going to be jealous of my list. Air Bud. Eddie and Ladybugs. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, Ladybugs is a fantastic movie as well.
You know,
I'll get behind that.
I'm going to agree with you, Rich, on Major League. And was that also in yours, Covino?
It was.
It's tough not to. I mean, that was, what, 88, 89?
That VHS tape got wore out in my house. That was a great, great movie.
Do you remember your
up.
Parents would tape multiple movies on the same VHS tape?
Yeah.
The same VHS tape in my household had Major League, Major League 2, and Naked Gun on the same VHS tape.
Wow.
Yo, that might have been the most
Yeah,
like,
it was just
overused.
The tracking on that bad
Yo, the
boy.
Tracking
and
on that
sexy
was...
kittens on the moon.
Yeah, my dad had a lot of smutty ones too, yeah. I don't...
Somebody taped over my Mike Tyson Buster Douglas VHS.
Oh!
By the way, Joel, I had that on VHS. I'm not even kidding you. I taped
like
that.
My mom thought I had 49ers Bears Monday Night Football, but that's not what was on the tape.
But there were Bears.
It was a good teenage disguise.
It was definitely Bears.
It was really the Naughty Bears.
Yeah.
Number like, two, Rudy.
The Good News Bears.
Number one, The Natural changed our lives growing up.
That's a good
striking
one.
Striking out great. The whammer. Yeah. Just, man, you know what? That one movie right there made us fall in love with baseball even more.
Robert Redford, man.
It's a good one.
I'd have to say baseball seems to be trending as our love of movie sports.
You know, baseball,
I'll tell you
they
why.
Were our heroes growing up, man. Our starting lineups, our baseball cards. Hitting home runs was where it was at. So, yeah, I loved a good baseball movie growing up.
I'll tell you why baseball movies resonate. Because actual baseball games are so slow and boring.
up until this year,
obviously. Yeah, yeah. So making it in a cinematic version of baseball was so exciting to people.
Now, like, football's sort of good on its own.
Football's great on its own.
But I will say, though, remember the Titans of my list? I'm not being all hot take guy, but that might be, Major League, might be number one. Remember the Titans? I just feel like...
No
is
way.
So good. When was the last time you watched it?
It's been a minute, but
it's got such heart.
I would say general consensus.
Any given
that might
Sunday
be your
is
personal.
Better to me. Any given Sunday.
By the way, speaking movie. Of Any Given Sunday, hoping Jamie Foxx is okay.
Oh yeah.
Do you see he was? His family won't say what's wrong.
My guess is like something heart, like a heart attack.
Rushed to the hospital. It was there was a few dicey moments, but he's on the mend now. But yeah, Jamie Foxx. Did you see that story yesterday? Yeah, it was the main thing on like TMZ all night. Danny G, did you round out your three? Natural?
I did, and I just wanted to follow up. Covino mentioned the music for The Natural. I think that had a lot to do with that movie as well. That was one of the best scores for any sports movie out there.
Next to Rocky.
And there's like a fantasy
Rocky
element.
Rocky and The Natural,
No, it's like when Roy Hobbs, the great Roy Hobbs, hits that home run, and like everything else is blacked out. Right, the pitch coming in.
Yeah, and like the ball keeps flying into the night.
So magical. There's something really magical about that movie.
That really resonated
with kids, too, around that time. So, your three, again, Danny G, The Natural.
Yeah, so I had Major League, Rudy, and The Natural as
those
my number
one.
Yeah, those are three good ones.
I'll roll with that.
Can't argue with any of them.
Marlo in Vegas. What's up, Marlo?
Covino and Richard guys are funny as hell. So
thanks, man.
I'm going to go from the bottom up. And my third one is Blue Chips. It's a homer pick because I'm from Memphis and Hardaway is in the movie.
That was a good movie. That was fun. Blue Chips.
The second one, you guys remember the movie The Champ with the little guy from Silver Spoon playing in it?
Yeah, Ricky Schroeder.
By the way, it's Ricky Schroeder's birthday today.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. He's 52.
And my first one is Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
Yeah, Remember the Titans.
Solid.
It's a good movie, man. It's hard not to love that movie.
I think what we learned out of this is Rich has a calendar update for Rick Schroeder's birthday. I think that's what my takeaway is.
Yeah, how do you do it, Rich?
I'm a, you know, big Silver Spoons fan. What can I say?
What was the football series that was taken off the TV because the NFL didn't like it? What was that one? It was too real, they said. I'm going to have to look it up.
Oh, you
there
know
was
what?
A football series that was the NFL. I think the NFL had it taken off.
Like, you know how I was saying there's movies that...
Playmakers.
You know how I was saying there's... we're saying there's some movies that aren't sports movies, but they have like a sports scene, so it's hard to categorize. Like Naked Gun. A big part of that movie was Leslie Nielsen as the umpire and Enrico Palazzo, but it's not a sports movie. I'm thinking of a good movie that... I don't think it's a football movie, but it had a good football scene. Do you remember The Last Boy Scout with Bruce Willis?
I do, yeah.
That was a good football.
Haven't seen it in a minute, though.
Yeah, that was a good movie back in the 90s.
So, I thought you were going to say The Longest Yard.
Longest Yard's good, too.
On a throwback Thursday, Colin Cowherd said Moneyball, Rocky, and Hoosiers.
Were the only three
good sports movies. He threw out some honorable mentions. So we said, nah. I mean, there's not a whole lot that we do know, but we are absolutely certain that Moneyball and Hoosiers are not on that list. Hoosier's debatable. Moneyball's good, but not on the list.
Spot joked before. I liked Angels in the Outfield.
It's a great movie.
Better than Moneyball.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.